This week, flips. These are procured from who knows where. And man, Jake, your eyes lit up when we saw these roll through the door. Why were you so happy?
Oh, this is just like, I don't know. You know how everyone's always like, oh, this, you know, you've got the salty thing and then you've got the sweet thing and they just pair so nicely.
Right.
And this is just that in this, you know, flippin' awesome bag.
Well, that's what it says on the back, isn't it? Are these from America? Is that where you tried them?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it says, whenever hunger strikes, make sure you've got flips nearby. Flips are the most flippin' awesome snack ever. That's because they combine crunchy, salty pretzels with smooth, creamy chocolate. So you really just literally quoted this. For an outrageous anytime snack. Anytime is the right time for a flippin' awesome snack. Could have said that more concisely. I would have thought flippin' flips.
You probably could have added the word flippin' maybe a few more times.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Yeah, I definitely didn't hear it enough.
So these are birthday cake covered pretzels from America, I assume, and they come in like a what would you like Smackos come in, something like this kind of packaging, I think. And they're very hard to get open because I tear them where it said to tear them and it isn't letting me bloody do it. So I guess birthday cake is one of them. I don't know because on the back it says there's all these different flavours but it doesn't list birthday cake.
Do you have to flip the bag first before you open it?
Oh, man, you actually made me flip it. I don't far out.
In.
This is really I could.
Has this ever happened before?
I'm going to open this with an implement. You guys are going to have to talk because I have to literally go away from the microphone and get that implement because this is actually an emergency live on the radio. Just literally say anything.
Well, I'm excited to try these because, like, the birthday cake flavouring has just really taken off lately. Like, oh, my God, birthday cake ice cream. Oh, my God, birthday cake. Birthday cake?
Yeah, but, like, what is birthday cake flavour? Is it just whipped butter and sugar? Like, I'm not really keen for that. If it was, like, chocolate, I'd be like, yeah, but if it's just, like, sugar on top of a pretzel, that's pretty not very original.
I think it is just, like, the frosting, classic buttercream frosting, but, like, not all birthday cakes have buttercream frosting, so what does that even mean?
Bryce has got a knife in the studio.
I'm not sure if you're allowed to carry that around on the streets, dude.
Man, thanks for ratting me out, snitches. It's because my dad is, like, obsessed with having tools with you, and he reckons that you got to have a...
Bryce, you need a knife.
Yeah, literally, it's what he says. So here we go. These are, oh, man, smell very, very, very sweet, very strong. It's white with, like, blue and pink pretzel, like...
Do you know what this smells like? It smells like LCMs, the vanilla flavour.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, here we go.
Oh, my God.
It's a familiar taste.
I think that's the pretzel.
No, no, no.
It'd be the birthday cake.
It's like a... I mean, it doesn't taste like birthday cake. Why are they trying to claim that?
It just kind of tastes like... generic frosting with some sprinkles.
Yeah, it's like the kind of texture of the bottom of a Mars bar or like a Mars bar, a Milo bar or something. Like it's got that hard. So, but like anytime snack, this tastes like it's a dessert.
No, you could not have these anytime. I reckon you could have like maybe six, and then you would feel like not good anymore. You know when you have too much icing, and then you just feel like throwing up.
Yeah, the taste of
but
the
I am going to have another three.
Yeah, isn't very strong either.
Put you at four.
No. Right.
So two more, and then I'm done.
I only get this obsession with salty versus sweet.
What?
Who cares about that?
No, it's enhancing of flavour, and I wish Nash was here so he could tell you the science behind it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a happy birthday, Nash, if you are listening, which I don't think you... Why would you be doing that? But
we're celebrating birthday cake.
Yeah, I saw it and I was like, oh, damn, you know, it's Nash's birthday. Guess we'll celebrate. Yeah. He's not even here.
He didn't bloody even give us the courtesy of saying, I'm not going to be here. That's all right, man. We've got this...
We can just call out our producers on the radio.
Yeah.
Exactly. This is relevant to everyone that's listening. Totally. Yeah, far out. That just got stuck in my throat as I was saying that. Far out. So, look.
I think appearance-wise, they're not that impressive. The box, or the packaging, sorry, they look way more impressive. But, like, this is just, like, they just looks look like a little bit sad.
The packaging looks like sad, a laundry powder or something.
Oh, my God, it does.
They look sad.
Kind of, like, drooping.
Yeah, like droopy, like.
Yeah, they've just been literally caked in it. And if you look, it's like almost like a face that's screaming for help. An alien face, two holes, big eyes, and then a mouth that's just agony. Filled.
I was going to say, I think they're really cute, but I don't know if I can get that image out of my head now that look like terrified, possessed, screaming. I don't know. I think they're kind of cute. I like all the colors. Well,
the two colors of pink and blue.
Blue and red speckles.
Yeah.
Like, this feels like a, yeah, it's definitely a packet of chocolate, I think. Like, it's not, I would say it's more sweet and savoury. Do I think it could last on the Australian market? I mean, how do you think these would go off the shelf? The packaging's pretty atrocious. It does.
What? I like the packaging.
It looks like
shiny.
It looks like an industrial washing powder with a big washing powder font.
Yeah, actually, it does. You're right.
Like, it belongs under your kitchen sink somewhere.
Yeah.
In the laundry.
Yeah.
Actually,
so get your stuff together, Flips.
I'm keen to try their other flavour. So on the back, it lists all the flavours. So they have milk chocolate, white fudge, dark chocolate, and chocolate mint. What is white fudge?
I thought this might be white fudge. Is it sort of
white chocolate fudge?
Can I just say, who puts chocolate and mint together? Like, why would you do that? No way! It's the worst combination. So is chocolate and orange.
Isn't it quite? Yeah. It's quite nice after like dinner or something.
Yeah, a little bit after dinner.
It's just quite nice. Yeah. Never.
A lot of people compare it to like toothpaste with chocolate, but I don't see it. Like, I feel
yeah,
like
you just like brush your teeth and now you're gonna have a bit of chocolate.
I think the mint tastes a bit better than toothpaste.
Yeah,
but I do find it gives me a bit of like a bit of reflux, sort of like two mint chocolate stuff together. It's my personal
experience.
Yeah. But look, I don't think this would go well at all. I think it's got too decadent. It's too, like, this is only something children would want. I don't think you could market this
to adults.
Bring it in the office. People laugh at your face. What are you doing with your life? Eating this at your desk?
For children under the age of 8.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, and it doesn't taste like birthday cake. I remember we had birthday cake M&Ms that did. These don't. I'm thinking pretty, the taste is nothing special. So with that being said, it's a bit chemical taste.
It's a bit ordinary.
Yeah.
A bit underwhelming.
Chemically sweet. I'm going to go just appearance is like maybe, it's pretty dodgy. So it does look cool, but it is a little bit dodgy. So I might go like a 4 for appearance. And then marketability, I think they've got the packaging all wrong. I think all that stuff's really bad. So I'm going to go like a 2. And taste is all right. I might go like 5.
That is so brutal. I love these. Like, appearance-wise, I want to give them like an 8. I think they're really cute, even if they look like weird, deformed alien babies.
Mm.
I actually don't mind the taste, but I think one reason I keep eating them is because of the salt. So just, I don't know if you guys know, but like salty things, they just make you want to eat more.
Yeah, that's why they have pretzels at bars.
Exactly.
Oh.
Smart, isn't
Fun
it?
Fun fact.
And then when you want to drink and stuff.
Yep. Spend your money on the drinks.
And I don't mind the appearance. I think the packaging, I liked, like, I was drawn to it from the shiny blue. So, I mean, maybe I just have the mentality of, like, a kid under 8. And so I was like, oh, my God, birthday cake.
Yeah.
But, no, I'm giving, like, an overall solid 8 out of 10 because I think it's super cute.
I'm going to whiz through these. So, appearance, I'm going to say, like, 3.
Yeah.
Taste, it's all right. It just tastes like sugar and salt combined. So, I'm going to go, like, a 4.5. And then marketability, you know what? Ever since you said that it looks like a detergent brand, I can't unsee that now. Yeah. And that's all I'm thinking of.
It's lazy. It's just quick, done. It just tastes cheap and it's, ugh.
Cheap. That's a good word. Marketability is now going to be like 0 because I just think of dishwashing detergent.
No longer pretzels anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Marketability, I'm just confused. I don't know. Flips? Like, why? What's flipped about them?
Yeah, we didn't even discuss that.
They're subverting the idea of a traditional pretzel. They're flipping it around. I don't know.
All convention thrown out the window. We've flipped it.
But that's like, oh, God. Like, seriously, what does their actual logic on the back say? Whenever hunger strikes, make sure you got flips. Yeah, it doesn't even justify, but anything that's not its original thing is like flipped, right? A biscuit with chocolate on it is flipped, you know?
That is true.
But is it because then it just becomes a cookie?
Well, I don't know. And what are they, like, dunking it in something on this front cover? Anyway, it's splashed around.
Birthday cake sludge.
Yeah, it's pretty basic. What do you think? Out of 10, just an overall.
Overall, yeah, probably like a 9.
Whoa.
Oh, everything
man.
Else,
what?
Marketability, appearance,
every
all garbage.
Time,
but I'm
Jake.
Definitely going to eat every single one of these,
man,
and you guys can't have any.
Nostalgia
more.
Is
every time,
so
Jake.
Lazy, man. You got to make some new opinions, bro.
Just
got
to rely on what I know.